Well, the current situation is that the dynamic deployment system, whereby crews are sent out to outlying bases and then sent to the nearest incident that they have to respond to, that means that crews can be dragged around the country into areas that shouldn't be within their region. And in particular, this is a problem for the Boyle and for the Carrick and Shannon ambulance bases, because they may be the nearest ambulance to answer a call in the likes of Longford or Westmeath or Tullamore. And by the time they go transfer their patient and return again, that could be 4 or 5 hours that there's no ambulance in that area. And it has a domino effect for all the other bases around the country, because if there's an ambulance missing in Carrick and Shannon, well, then somebody has to move in from another area to cater for that. And it often can be the case that the Carrick and Shannon or the Boyle crew are the closest for the people in South Sligo. So it's affecting us here. And that domino effect really is as a result of not getting additional crews in and not having enough crews to cater for the type of system that we have in this rural area, whereby it can take, you know, up to an hour maybe for an ambulance to respond to a certain type of call. And that's all down to a lack of resources being put in. And I know in Donegal, one of my Fianna Fáil colleagues, Jerry Crawford, he would have highlighted an incident there where an ambulance responded far too late to a call. And unfortunately, that person didn't get the ambulance on time when they needed it.